2 months into the traditional school year, Michigan students are already thinking about Thanksgiving break. That includes students who are taking a less conventional route through their studies. Right now, more than 100 teenagers from communities across the state are participating in the Michigan Youth Challenge Academy. That's a program sponsored by the Michigan National Guard. Current State's Kevin Lavery has been looking into this program and joins me now. Kevin, the words National Guard conjure up the notion of basic training.
Not quite, Mark, but you're okay. Not too far off. The Michigan Youth Challenge Academy is designed primarily to help kids who dropped out of high school or have some other serious life situation that has prompted them to seek a more disciplined approach. It's an almost 18-month-long program. The students wear uniforms and they earn various ranks along the way, but it also features a very strong mentoring program. It's not a military academy, but it does employ certain techniques of military training to help kids develop more focus and direction in their lives. Recently, I met Matthew Send. He is the commandant of the Michigan Youth Challenge Academy. He's also a first sergeant in the Michigan National Guard, and he told me about the kids who come through his door.
Kids come to our orientations who have been in trouble in school, have been kicked out of school, so they don't really, you know where to turn to, or just high school just isn't a fit for some kids. A lot of our kids do really well with hands-on, repetitive type tasks. So we provide a different learning environment for them. We take away all the outside distractions. There's no prom, football games to worry about. They don't have TV. They don't have iPods, iPads, Facebook, all that kind of stuff. A lot of them really take to reading because it's the only outside source of entertainment that they have as opposed to, doing their schoolwork.
What types of common patterns, behavioral patterns or mindsets do you see from these kids over the years? And what binds them together emotionally or psychologically when they walk in the door?
The first thing is a lot of them struggle with taking accountability for their own actions. So a lot of them really struggle with, I did something wrong, I'll own it, and I'll just go and get better at it. Where we succeed in kind of improving is that is, we don't care what the other guy did. So, if you made a mistake, that's fine. The expectation just is that you learn from that mistake. So our students, as they progress through the cycle, really learn to take accountability for themselves, hold themselves to a higher standard. Almost every kid that applies to come to the Challenge Academy says, I want to learn self-discipline. You can't force self-discipline on somebody. They have to learn to be able to do it themselves and hold themselves accountable. We don't fix kids. All we do is give them the tools that hopefully they take with them after they graduate that's going to make them successful.
Certainly this has to be a culture shock for these young men and women. They come in with rebellious attitudes, and people like that don't stand up well to authority, at least in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And what types of things do you see when they first arrive along those lines, and then when do you begin to start seeing some transformation? What is that like to witness that?
First off, to see the behaviors that the kids display early on in the cycle and then what they become over those 6 months is absolutely amazing. Just the way they talk and act, their increased self-esteem because they have we've pushed them to do things that they didn't normally think that they would do. We don't accept I can't. On the same note, we don't expect them to be all-star football players or rocket scientists. All we're really looking for is the effort for them to try and make a change in their life. Early on, it's just like any kid. The three-year-old that will test mom on getting into the cupboards or something like that. They always test boundaries. So, like I said before, we provide that structure and we are uncompromising with our boundaries. So they really learn that the excuses and the I don't want to and I don't we don't care. So they will do it the way we ask them to do it. They work through that process themselves of understanding that all the excuses that I used before just aren't going to work here. So they gradually adjust their behavior pattern to fit into what we expect out of them.
The program was indeed a big adjustment for 17-year-old Noah Harris of Detroit, who entered the Youth Challenge Academy to get a fresh start on his education and his home life.
Throughout the years, when I first hit teenager, I started to do more things outside of home. I didn't really want to stay at home very much. I didn't respect the family a lot simply because I come from an all-female family. The last male left. My grandfather passed away, and ever since then I didn't have a fatherly influence. And ever since then I kind of been off on my own. And the mother didn't like that, so she kind of said, this is where you have to go. This is your last chance. So I agreed to it. I came here.
Tell me the kind of person you were, Noah, when you first started, and I realize that you're not done yet, but tell me who you think you are now.
When I first started here, I was extremely rebellious, very defiant. I didn't want to do anything any leadership or authority wanted to tell me to do. I wasn't very much of a team player. I was a loner. I didn't want to do anything at all. I really just wanted to get through this simply because I thought that, well, this is what I have to do. I have to do it because I have to. Now that I'm almost done with it, it seems like this is really meant for what I need to do in my life, and I'm much more competent with doing things. I have a lot more restraint. My bad temper is gone. I respect a lot more people now, and I don't come off as such a mean person. I feel like this place has really helped me out.
We're talking with Matthew Send, who is the commandant of the Michigan Youth Challenge Academy. Mentoring, it's a very central part of this program. How do they get involved with the kids to help them create some kind of a life plan once they've graduated from this? And then again, long-term tracking.
The mentoring portion of our program is a big part of it. Prior to the students even coming into the Challenge Academy, they're required to submit two names for potential mentors as part of their application process. During that application process, some of my staff will call and interview the prospective mentors. We do background checks on the mentors. They have to be same sex, above the age of 21, and not immediate family members, and not living with the cadet. Throughout the cycle, we do mentor training for the prospective mentors and kind of talk to them about what the mentor-mentee relationship should be, because it is different than what a parent-youth relationship should be. We also do mentee training with the cadets and talk to them about that same thing, that they should not expect the same things out of their mentors as they do their parents and vice versa. We try to build that relationship while the student is still at the challenge in the residential portion of the program. We actually allow more access to the mentor than we do the parents.
But that's not to say cadets never interact with their parents or legal guardians. The Youth Challenge Academy offers occasional family visitation days. In these brief but cherished moments, parents and children are often amazed by the growth each has experienced. At a recent visit in Marshall, 16-year-old Raina Miller of Belleville recalled why she herself sought out the Youth Challenge Academy. Her mother, Robin, stood at her side.
I had depression and anxiety for about 4.5 years, and I could not finish high school. I couldn't get up in the morning. I could not have a full day without breaking down, pretty much. So I pretty much just stopped pitying myself, and I decided I needed to do something with my life. So I chose to come to the Michigan Youth Challenge Academy to better myself.
So one day you looked at this and you said to Mom, I need to do this.
Yes, and my mom and my dad did not want me to go at all. They wanted me to stay at home, but I know that they're proud of me and they're glad that I came because they've seen a change in me. So.
Robin, you have a strong daughter.
I do indeed. My husband and I both were in the military, and we're both retired police officers. So we kind of raised her that way to be strong. And I was kind of scared of her coming here, but then when we checked it out online, we looked around, and it's always supervision around. Everybody is nice. She hasn't had any arguments, no really depression or any of the symptoms that she was having before she got here. And she has confidence in herself now, so I really like that.
We're talking with Matthew Send, who is the commandant of the Michigan Youth Challenge Academy. Have you seen any real specific success stories over the years, students who have flourished in the program?
Well, actually, there was a kid. He was here, I think, 2 cycles ago. He is currently enrolled in Olivet College for criminal justice. His goal is to eventually become a police officer. He's actually volunteered, I don't know if he's going to, but he's talked about becoming a mentor for cadets that are potentially coming to the Challenge Academy. So he's doing really well. We've had, I think my last count was 3 or 4 graduates that have listed in the military and have gone off and earned Purple Hearts. Sadly, we've actually lost 2 graduates in the conflicts overseas. So,
what is rewarding or fun for them and fun for you?
We have a lot of rewards for the kids, and they're not things that you would think about or a normal 16 to 18 year old probably think about. So the kind of the things they get to do that a normal high school student wouldn't get to do is they all have peer leadership. So as they progress through the cycle, they get to be in charge of their peers and learn what it's like to be in a leadership position, what responsibilities are in that kind of role. So that can be a reward for them. We have a drill team. One of our instructors was actually on the Marine Corps silent drill team when he was on active duty. So he trains a drill team. We have a run team that goes out and does run events. They put together a color guard that does ceremonies for, we've done local sporting events, 9/11 memorials, all that kind of stuff. So there are things that we actually have a student council, so they get to participate in all those kind of extracurricular events. So not what they would look like in a traditional high school, but there are rewarding things that the students get to do.
And do you get the sense, Matthew, that 99.9% of the time, and maybe I'm being generous, these young men and women are going to turn out all right?
Absolutely. Again, like I said before, we just give them the tools to go be successful. It's ultimately their choice. But we get them back. They come back and visit us all the time. You know, I've got letters all over my desk from past graduates. You know, thanks for what you've done for me, that kind of stuff. So, well, there's no guarantee. And, you know, no program bats a thousand. We have one of the higher success rates of any kind of at-risk youth program within the state. So, yeah, our expectation is that all of them go out and succeed. Not all of them will, and a lot of them have road bumps along the way, as almost all young people did. I know we were all young ones, but, yeah, the expectation is that they all go out and do good things.
Matthew Send is the commandant of the Michigan Youth Challenge Academy. He is also a first sergeant in the Michigan Army National Guard. Matthew, thank you for explaining the program to me. Thanks for serving our country, and I hope you had a great Veterans Day.
Thank you, sir.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.